Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
So welcome, podcasting people, podcasting world. Guess what? Observations of a gym goer. And as you can hear, it's been a long time since I've done anything about observations of a gym goer. Not because, okay, I haven't been going that often. However, there are certain things that I needed to find out about, like a little bit of the vocabulary. Because the other day when I was in the gym, there were some people that they were doing this activity. I think it's called lunges, where you kind of walk along and then you take very long strides, calzadas, and then with one knee, you go down to the floor. Okay, so you get your knee to touch the floor and then you stand back up. You do this as in alternate steps. So one, your right knee goes down to the floor, you stand up, the next step, calzada, the next long step is the left knee, etc., etc. And whilst you're doing all of this, you are, of course, well, not of course, but you are carrying like a weight on over your shoulders, okay? So I'm there with my Hermes training shoes because believe me, they give me 50% of the action. When I'm there, 50% of the action really is just going through my trainers. So I'm there on the kind of step machine or whatever it's called. And what is it called? It's not the step machine. Anyway, the machine, the like the Nordic ski one, you know, with the arms, etc. So I'm there going like a man has never gone so fast before in his life. Okay, I may be exaggerating a little bit. But anyway, going reasonably well, I have to admit, maintaining a good heart rate. And then out of the corner of my eye, my peripheral vision, I still have peripheral vision. It will go one day, but at the moment, I still have peripheral vision. So I see these people going along doing these lunges. I think it's called lunges. You know, and there was a woman and she had like this sack or this weight over her shoulders, holding with two hands. And then you was walking along the hallway, making these steps. And I thought, okay, she's really making an effort, going right down. The knee is touching the floor. I thought, okay, very good. Then another person comes past. And this time, this person was sometimes with one knee was able to go right down and touch the floor. With the other knee, maybe a little bit of difficulty, and then kind of continues and then goes back. So they had to go up to a certain position, turn around and come back doing the same activity. Then there was another person, I think it was a guy. So remember, it started off really, really good. Somebody did it perfectly every single time. Another person making an effort, but it wasn't 100% perfect, but much better than I could do for sure. Then there was this other guy. So there he comes across and he's having real difficulty. I don't know if it's because of his knees, his hips, the weight, but having difficulty. So every now and again, every second stride or something, he manages to go down, not so far. When he changes leg, maybe has a bit more difficulty, etc. But again, he made the effort. And then came the best. So I'm there, Hermes trainers doing their thing. My body's just accompanying the trainers. The trainers are doing all the work and my body's just accompanying. Obviously, my heart rate was probably higher than it should normally be. But anyway, I'm still alive. So the person comes across. The person comes across. And I just see this guy. And he just walks. He doesn't even lunge. He makes no effort to even bend a knee. He just walks. It's like he was doing shopping in Mercadona and he had a bag of potatoes and he was just carrying the bag of potatoes from one end to the other. He didn't make any effort whatsoever to do this. So That part was very interesting. And then what else did I do? So that was the funny part. So then I finished doing my bits and pieces. I was very kind of pleased with myself. And so I went to do some of the weights, okay? Remember weights, some pesas, with the machines, not the free weights, the ordinary weights. Now, you have to remember, I said to you, I bought a whole new, and I keep saying uniform or gym outfit, and none of those are the right words. But anyway, I bought some new gym clothes, new gym t-shirt, etc. So I'm looking good. When it comes to like gym looking, I was looking relatively good. No Lycra stuff, nothing so tight that it shows everything, because I've got a stomach, so that's not very cool. But I was kind of like looking good. Let's just say I was looking good. Even, in fact, you may even say I was looking very tasty, because I saw one or two people out of the corner of their eye when I came out of the changing rooms, and they were kind of just looking at me, and you could see the glint, the shine in their eye, thinking, this guy looks good. Hermes trainers, shorts which are current for 2025, and a nice t-shirt or a t-shirt that fits very well. So I could see that, you know, I think I fit the profile, and more importantly, well, actually, not more importantly, but I attracted people's attention. Now, the other thing I said when I bought my whole new uniform, I said that I don't really have any conversations or anything with anybody in the gym. I go when I go. I do my thing as minimum as possible, and then I leave. So after seeing the display of the man walking with the sack of potatoes up and down, I thought, okay, I'm feeling good. Just a slight increased heart rate, but I thought I'll take advantage and then continue my superb activity. I go to the weights now and then start working on, you know, the usual things, a bit of legs and things, etc., at my own speed and at my own weight. So basically, I'm kind of moving 5 kilos, you know, like a little baby. And you would not believe what happened. Somebody now comes up to make conversation with me. Now, admittedly, the conversation was, are you using this machine? But conversation is conversation. And remember, this is an improvement on my previous sessions in the gym, because previous sessions, no one ever spoke to me. And quite possibly I had the face which says, don't speak to me. But with my new fashion, stylish uniform, or gym uniform, and my Hermes trainers, apparently now I seem to be somebody attractive or a gym type person where people would like to communicate with me. Like I said, the communication was the minimum. You know, yes, terminado. That was it. Yes, terminado. The communication was minimum, but this is just the start, my friends. This is just the start. And then thinking again, because I have been more than once since the last time, there was a neighbor who lives in my area. This guy is just super friendly with everybody. I mean, he walks by a shop and he's hello to everybody, good morning, good afternoon. And he's always got like a nice phrase or statement, you know, it's a great day today, enjoy your day today, etc. I mean, obviously all in Spanish, but you know, it's just a really friendly person. Maybe some people might think he's a bit too friendly, but always seems happy. Yeah, he always seems happy. He was in the gym, and believe me, podcasting people, remember, this was a different time. Podcasting people, you would not believe. We were there, or I was there, and the conversation was nearly 2 minutes conversation. Now you're in the gym. How are you? Fine. This is, you know, this is going to kill me. No worries. You keep doing it, etc. Enjoy your day. Okay, that was less than 2 minutes. So from the last time we were connected, my friends, from the last time we were connected, you now know that the purchasing of new gym outfits, uniform, trainers is functioning. The observations of people walking around doing the exercises how they like, I probably fit the other category of doing the exercises how I like, is now something I'm paying more attention to. I actually stay a little bit longer, and now I'm just becoming a conversationalist in the gym. I would imagine the next time we do an observation of a gym grower, quite possibly I'll be telling you about the stories I've shared with people about my life, and they've probably invited me to a wedding or something. But that's until next time. So hopefully you've just enjoyed this short and update to Conversations of a Gym Goer. And this is really for the people who walk to work or have a short bus ride. The longer ones really are focused for maybe people who take their car and people who drive their car to work, and maybe it takes them about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. These short ones, everybody can listen to this because this is your coffee time, your coffee break, your cigarette break. Not that it's a good idea to continue smoking, but who am I to enforce norms upon people? Unless they are students of mine, then I do enforce the norms. And the short one is for a quick listen, something just to start your day off well. If you're listening on your way home, something just to finish your day off well. Remember, Observations of a Gym Goer is an ongoing activity and will continue to provide joy and enjoyment for the listener from now until the end of time, or until my Hermes trainers dies. Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting world, this was Observations of a Gym Goer.
Observations of a Gym Goer should not be considered as professional training advice for those who take their training seriously and those who are professional athletes. For the rest of us, just enjoy.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.